Forgive me if I seem a bit distraught. I was coming back from the bathroom, and Mike Marr and Drab were tossing the football, like, right outside of the studio. And I was lingering close to the corner where Drab couldn't see me. He was about 10 feet down the hallway. And I timed it perfectly. I knew he was about to throw the ball to Mike Marr. Mike Marr was ready for it. I broke on the ball. Drab didn't see me. I got it with both hands. And I booted it.
Oh,
you did. I did.
You Malik Nabers
it. I couldn't bring it in.
Draft. You weren't Jalen Ramsey. You were trying to be Jalen Ramsey.
I was trying to be Jalen Ramsey, and I succeeded about...
You were Benjamin St. Juice.
About 90% of it, and then I had my moment of glory, and I fumbled it.
Cake St. Juice.
I feel bad about it.
Mm.
Yeah, Cake St. Juice. Yeah. Flying his trade now, I believe, for the Chargers?
I think you're right.
I think that's correct. Commanders fans can
no longer work on
just,
that. Work on your hands.
Yeah, I got to work on it. Yeah, it's true.
Did you want to jump into Terry here?
Yeah, let's do that. Terry McLaurin, everybody knows, is trying to negotiate an extension with the Washington Commanders. And everybody's like, don't worry about it. Training camp's 3 weeks away. It's going to get done. It's going to get taken care of. The Commanders love Terry. Terry loves the Commanders. You know, they'll bridge the gap at some point. But Adam Schefter dropped the bomb yesterday that made it sound like it might not be as close as people think. Here's Adam Schefter, ESPN insider from yesterday.
Last time we talked to you, we mentioned how Terry McLaurin and Washington are pretty far apart on his, you know, new contract. He's not happy about that. Has there been any progress with that whole situation, or do you have any kind of update there?
That's a tough one. I know there is an update. There's no update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is, with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
So I guess one of the key passages there is other teams coming around
snooping,
trying to pry him away from the Commanders. Well, I would be stunned if the Commanders dealt Terry McLaurin away.
Yeah,
like this is a team that's in win now mode with a cheap rookie quarterback. They finally found their quarterback and they're not paying him a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you trade away your best offensive piece outside of Jaden Daniels? Like, that just would seem shocking to me if it were even being entertained.
Well, that's where I agree with Schefter. He says, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on.
I can't either.
No matter how disgruntled he may be. I agree with that.
And look, if Terry's representative is going in to Adam Peters and saying, we want to get paid on the same level as Ja'Marr Chase, who's making over $40 million a year, like that's where I would see Adam Peters and the front office balking and saying, look, we love you, Terry, but you're not going to get a deal that starts with a 4.
Yeah.
Like, you just need to take that sort
of... McLaurin...
If that's what you're thinking...
McLaurin and his agent are hallucinating if they think that
that's what they're asking for. Now, I don't know
And I doubt they are.
For.
I doubt they are.
I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe that's part of the reason
why... Well, maybe they're asking for that because maybe they feel like we can meet in the middle at somewhere in the mid-30s.
Right.
But he knows. McLaurin knows. And McLaurin's agent knows. He ain't getting $40 million a year. He might get 33, 34. I'd be surprised if it's higher than that.
I don't know if he would get 33, 34. Because
He might not.
If the Commanders try to base this out on Mike Evans as the barometer, I think $10 million extra a year is an astronomical cost to Adam Peters.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Mike Evans, his AAV is way down this list. He's at 20.5 million. And I mean, Terry's basically, he's already making that. Like, his AAV is at 23.2, according to this list that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So he's already beating Mike Evans. So,
like, but the difference in, you know, 35 million a year versus 28 million a year,
right,
is pretty high. It's pretty significant.
Yeah. Look, I heard Joel Corey on with Kevin Sheehan yesterday, and he basically said anything lower than what T. Higgins is bringing in is a non-starter, and that number is 28.7.
Mm-hmm.
Because T. Higgins is a number two receiver on the Bengals. Now, he's got the problem of Ja'Marr Chase being in front of him. He'd be a number one on a lot of teams, but on his team, he's a number two.
Yeah.
So that makes sense that, like, they have to be going into Adam Peters and whoever else is negotiating and saying, we're not taking a penny less than 28.7. Like, yeah. that's your floor.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't see him making Justin Jefferson money either. That's 35 million.
I don't see that either.
You got to find like a happy medium there.
Right. And it's probably going to be in the low 30s. It might be around 30.
I mean, here's what some of the guys are making in the low 30s. Tyreek Hill's making 30 million. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk is making 30 million. AJ Brown, 32 million. Amon-Ra St. Brown is making $30 million. Like, I think that's Terry's neighborhood. Like, if he thinks his neighborhood is CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson, that's where, if I'm Adam Peters, I might be pushing back. Like, we love you, but I don't know if we love you quite that, like, see, to the tune of $35 million.
The problem for the negotiation is that McLaurin put up a huge season,
he did,
statistically.
And
if he had put up 6 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns,
right,
something normal for him, you know, this probably wouldn't go as far. But the fact that he put up 13...
And his agent,
that's why his agent's comparing statistics.
And I'm sure his agent is arguing,
yeah,
like he would have been putting these numbers up every year had Jaden Daniels been throwing him the ball since he came into the league. But that's not the case.
So it's not a perfect world.
Right.
Don't you think it's just a situation where there's no urgency right now? There's no real urgency on July 1st.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to July 15th, the mm-hmm. urgency increases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll get done. Maybe it gets done first week of training camp.
Yeah.
But right now, it's not really hurting them. The Commanders are kind of in a stalemate position of saying, okay, this is where our offer's at. And of course, Terry's people want more money.
But I would agree. They're not in an urgent state now. I think that once you get to mid-July, you know, a week out of camp, all right, starts getting a little dicey.
Mm-hmm.
Once camp starts, okay, then now it's starting to get serious. But even if they're a week into camp and they agree to a deal, that happens all
it's
the time.
Fine. It's not, I mean, it's not like he's a rookie trying to find his way. Like, he's an established vet.
Right.
I think we're way past the nonchalant, it will get done. The number one NFL insider just went on the number one sports talk show in America, mm-hmm. and used the words disgruntled and concerning and entertained the idea of trading him.
Right.
Yeah, but he also said he can't envision them trading him.
But he brought it up. But now it's being discussed.
It makes it more interesting to throw it out there.
Adam Schefter doesn't do that. Adam Schefter doesn't just throw stuff out there to be interesting. I think he engages in conversations that he's hearing.
Mm-hmm.
He probably can't see that, but it's not, I don't think, impossible if you listen to what he's saying.
Nothing's impossible.
I think,
but you would have to blow Adam Peters away with a trade offer for him to get rid of a 13-touchdown receiver. You'd have to blow him away.
Adam Peters doesn't think he's a 13-touchdown receiver, or he'd give him $35 million a year.
Well, he likes this. He knows he's a 13-touchdown guy. Just the fact that he's not 27.
Right. He doesn't like the fact that his...
Yeah. If he's 27, okay, these numbers...
Then why wouldn't he give him a three-year deal for $35 million?
Because he feels like at that age, that's probably still too high.
Well, he probably doesn't...
He could give him a three-year deal at $30 million.
Yeah, he doesn't give him the $35 million because he looks at the guy who's making $35 million and... Sorry, all of you Terry McLaurin lovers and sycophants. I love the guy too. He's not Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not. He's just not on Justin Jefferson's level.
I mean, unless
Jefferson's
the offense
a better player.
Unless the offense completely dips, if McLaurin stays healthy, he's going to put up double-digit touchdowns.
You would think.
And Peters knows that.
I think even if he regresses, he's like a 9 or 10 touchdown guy.
But in the third year, okay, well, that's you'll be almost 33, if not 33, then. You know, that's why they don't want to give you that much money per year. But I do agree with Schefter. I cannot envision them trading Terry McLaurin.
800-636-1067 if you want to call in and weigh on the latest from Adam Schefter concerning Terry McLaurin, basically saying there's been no movement. The sides are pretty far apart at this point as we're 3 weeks out from training camp for the Commanders. 800-636-1067. What is your level of concern that there hasn't been an extension hammered out between the two sides?
What's your level of concern, Cakes?
I mean, scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 3. I'm just not that.
I'm not even there at a three.
Now if it's July 20th and I keep hearing that the sides are super far apart and training camp's about to start, then that'll ramp up to like a 6 or a 7.
Well, the last time they went through this dance 3 years ago, he signed on July 6th or 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'd be at a 2 or 3 right now. Get past the 6th or 7th, be like, okay, this is a little different than the last go round.
Now, if they've gotten to like the second preseason game and he's not signed, then I'm at like a 15 out of 10. Then I'm concerned because then you're two plus weeks out from the week one opener. Then I'm really concerned.
Of course.
I mean, if he misses multiple weeks of training camp and preseason games, not like he's going to play in a lot of preseason games and see a lot of action there, but it just means things are dragging between the two sides, and it's getting contentious at that point. It might already be contentious as we speak.
I just think eventually they're going to meet in the middle, and they're both going to be content with the deal. All right, they might be off by a million or two, but McLaurin wants to play with Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
He knows he's going to put up numbers.
He knows his value is highest with Jaden Daniels throwing him the ball.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't want to get traded to some podunk average passing offense.
Right.
I know he wants to get paid, and he will. He's going to get FU money is what he's going to get.
Yeah. I mean, he's already gotten it. I mean, and he's a smart dude. Like, he's going to have money when he's 60 or 70 years old.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of that even before he inks this latest deal. He's a grounded, smart dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's going to get the money that the McLaurins in the year 2100 are still spending.
Yeah. But if the TJ Watt trade rumors, those are a lot louder.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Those voices are a lot louder. And so I could see TJ Watt getting dealt because they might be even further apart. But I just don't see Terry getting dealt. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Because the passing offense really takes a hit unless they trade for a young receiver.
Yeah, and then everything's on Debo Samuel.
Then everything's on Debo. And Adam Peters doesn't want to do that.
No.
He doesn't want to put everything on Debo.
He wants Debo to complement Terry McLaurin and the rest of the offense.
Yeah.
He doesn't want Debo to be his number one guy in a prove-it year in the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy.
And like you said, it's July 1st. If it's July 21st and they're still, and Schefter's reporting this on July 21st.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's a lot bigger of a deal. I just don't see it happen.
800-636-1067. If you want to weigh in on the latest from Adam Schefter as far as Terry McLaurin's contract not being worked out between the two sides, I would love to be a fly on the wall as Terry sits down with his agent and just hear the back and forth and what the progress or lack of progress is, how frustrated he is with it. If he's frustrated with Adam Peters and the negotiators for the Commanders,
it would be interesting.
It would be.
Yep.
I wish I knew Terry's agent.
But again, don't get freaked out 1st of July.
Yeah, don't lose your mind. It's going to be okay. Most likely, it gets rectified a few days before training camp convenes.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it'll get done sometime in the next 3 weeks. Maybe sooner.
If I'm Terry's agent, I would just walk in and say, just give us a DK Metcalf deal. Give us $33 million per year.
That's all.
Because his numbers are comparable and or better than Metcalf's across the board.
I wonder if Peters will balk at that.
I mean, the only issue is Terry's a little bit older than DK Metcalf.
Correct.
DK's 28. Terry's 30.
DK pones Terry and TDs. Don't say that.
Well, overall, yeah.
Okay.
They have the same amount of yards. What stats are you looking at? Tell me what stats you're looking
He's
at.
He's just looking at last year's stats.
I need to do a side-by-side.
Go look at their career stats. DK's a touchdown machine.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. But he's younger. That's why he's getting paid that. But you are correct. But if DK Metcalf had the quarterbacks that Terry had, he wouldn't have put up those numbers.
Hey, I don't understand this. Why do you think TJ Watt is more likely to get traded than Terry. TJ Watt's, new contract that he wants. The difference is probably the same, if not less, than what Terry's asking for.
Why do I think? I don't know. I don't know that he's going to get traded.
I know, but you said you could see TJ Watt getting dealt more so
than
Terry.
I just think that the rumors of him getting dealt are just louder than the ones that Terry, because you really haven't heard Terry asking for a trade or his agent asking for a trade.
And the Steelers have been active, too.
I just think the TJ Watt trade rumors, I don't know, I just believe them more.
Steelers,
I'm not saying he will get traded.
Steelers have been active in the offseason. I mean, I guess you could say that Washington was, but they just made a trade yesterday.
Yeah, they made
Commanders
a big deal.
Traded for Debo. They traded for Tunsil. Commanders have been active, too.
They have. Steelers are trying to go for it with a 41-year-old quarterback.
I mean, just the numbers between, I guess, Crosby's extension and Miles Garrett's extension, based off of what TJ makes, is very similar, if not less than what Terry's asking for, compared to DK, compared to Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Last go round, Terry McLaurin signed his deal on July 6th. So you pass July 6th, then I'm going to raise my eyebrows a little bit. Maybe I'll get it to a 4, but I'm with you, Cakes. I'd be at a 3, maybe even a 2 where Jason's at right now.
I'm not even at a 2. I'm at a 1.
Oh, okay. You're at a 1.
I think it's important to note that it's different owner, different GM.
That is true.
Completely different front office. Much more competent owner, much more competent front office than what was previously here. So maybe, you know what? Maybe
a front office that would give him a bag because they like him so much and not worry about the ramifications of the salary cap.
Right. I mean, this regime did not draft Terry McLaurin. I mean, they love him, we think, but they have no real ties to him as far as picking him out of college.
So, Matt and Matt, you guys are voicing
I think this is a 6. I think this is a 6.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
It's not even close to a 6. It's not even close to a 6. Not on July 1st.
Trab, how do you feel?
I think if Adam Schefter is using the word disgruntled and concerning, it cannot be anything lower than a 5.
Well, he could be disgruntled, but they also could reach a deal in a week.
Well, they could also not reach a deal and trade him to the Steelers.
That ain't happening. What do you want to bet on that he gets traded? Tell me what you want to bet.
Let's get a wager. Let's get it going.
No, I'm not going to.
Because you don't believe it's going to happen. That's truly what you don't believe.
Okay, give me 5-1 odds.
5-1 odds.
I mean, you're pretty resolute.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you want 4-1 odds, then you're not really calling it a 5.
No, they're. You know what?
I don't know.
They're zigging when we're zagging. All right. Right. My 25.
I'll zag with Adam Schefter.
My 100 bucks to your 25 bucks. He does not get traded.
Well, I'm not going to. I'll bet you 5-20.
Oh, see.
Whatever.
Yeah, see, he doesn't feel that confident.
Well, I don't care.
He just wants to go
I'm giving you 4-1 odds. My 25 bucks to your 100.
Okay, well then I'm only going to pay you if they get the deal done before the season.
Oh, now there's a caveat.
Well, if he doesn't play or they franchise
all right,
him,
you know what?
Then that's a void bet.
No.
Get it done. Don't worry.
If he gets traded at all, you win the bet. If he does not get traded, even if he gets franchised, I win the bet. I'm telling you, he's not getting traded.
I'm giving you
4-1 odds.
Okay. You guys nonchalant in there and say this is no issue.
I don't think it is.
It's a 3 as of right now.
If it was July 21st, I would erase that.
Get back to me in 2 weeks if he's still on.
July 1st,
unsigned.
I just don't believe it. You just let me know if you want to do that deal.
Do you think Adam Peters is sitting in his office with his feet on his desk going, it's July 1st. Get back to me in 20 days, Terry.
Well, he's not the one negotiating.
No. I don't believe that. I believe they want to get it done. They just have to work out the numbers. And they'll figure it out because they know Terry McLaurin is important.
Who's negotiating?
I don't buy into they don't have any ties to him because they didn't draft him. They know how important he is to this team.
Well, they're not going to be fiscally irresponsible because...
I didn't say that either.
Well, they're just...
They're not going to be irresponsible, but they're going to come to an agreement on a number that makes sense for both parties.
To answer your question, I forget the guy's name, but it's been reported Peters is not the guy who negotiates the contracts. They have a guy.
You got a salary cap cruncher. expert.
Yeah, but you know Peters is involved.
I mean, come on. He's in the loop. He's the
capologist. That doesn't mean
it's not Adams like is. Yeah, it's not like Peters is just at his house waiting for a phone call.
Let me know when the deal's done.
No, I believe Peters. I just believe it'll get done.
All right, coming up later on the show at 9 o'clock, we'll talk NBA free agency with Chris Miles, NBA TV host. He'll join the show at 9 a.m.